I definitely see how, especially the self-image piece, is so important at this age. And that's the thing I see them struggling with the most. And if they can really like boost their confidence and be confident in who they are, I think that's like half the battle at this age.
Welcome to the Generation Youth Podcast, where we ignite the future by empowering our youth. I'm James McLamb, your host, founder, and CEO of Generation Youth, and the author of the best-selling book, Tomorrow's Youth. Whether you're a parent, an educator, youth pastor, or coach, join us as we dive into the pressing issues facing our young people today. Together, we'll unlock the strategies, insights, and inspiration to elevate and equip our next generation. Stay with us, and let's make a difference, one youth at a time. Welcome to the Generation Youth Podcast. I'm your host, James McLamb. Have you ever had some questions about what youth life coaching is? You hear us talking about it a lot, but you may have some questions about what it is. Well, we pose that very question to our social media audience on Instagram a few weeks ago, and we got a series of questions. And I'm joined today with my wife, Melissa, who is going to read to me some of the questions that we have received from our audience, and I'm going to try to answer them the best that I can and share with you and give you some more insight. So, Melissa, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for inviting me to be on.
Well, you've got the list of some questions. Let's jump right into these questions for our audience. These are all questions that our audience had about youth life coaching.
Okay, today the first question is from Megan, who is the parent of a 14-year-old. And she asks, as a mom trying to navigate the teen years, I'm curious, what exactly is youth life coaching and how is it different from counseling or therapy?
That is an extremely common question. Probably the most asked question that we have, what is the difference between coaching and therapy, and what exactly is it? Well, coaching, we like to use the original word coach, that it was originally meaning a mode of transportation. So coaching takes somebody from where they are now to where they want to be. It's about guiding teens to discover what their potential is, making positive choices, setting goals for the future. Now, unlike therapy or counseling, which often focuses on some kind of past trauma, some kind of a past experiences, focus on healing and dealing with these past traumas, coaching is about moving forward, setting goals, developing personal and academic skills. It's like having someone to walk alongside you to help you reach that potential. Much different, most youth could use, well, I'd say all youth could use a coach, where a lot of times parents feel like they need counseling if they're struggling in school. It may just be a coach that they need that can illuminate some opportunities for them in the future. You think that explained it well?
Yeah, I do. I like the coach example, like the stagecoach example. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Carlos is a teacher of eighth graders, and he asks, I work with kids age 13 to 14, and I see a lot of them struggling with confidence and motivation. Can youth life coaching help with this? And if so, how?
Well, youth life coaching really thrives on boosting confidence and helping them increase their motivation through one-on-one sessions and questioning techniques that a coach uses to pull out of the coachee, pull out of the teen. It'll help them identify what their strengths are. It'll help them set realistic goals based on what their values are. It will help them celebrate their achievements. It helps them see the world in a clearer focus than they can otherwise. So many times, youth don't see the potential in themselves because all they see is the obstacles in front of them. Coaching, through pulling this out of youth, it really reaches inside of them and pulls them out of them. It doesn't give them the direction. It helps them find it themselves. It'll help them get past those obstacles to see a positive future. So thank you, Carlos, for that question.
Yes. Trisha is the parent of a 16-year-old. She said, my daughter is incredibly talented, but often doubts her abilities. how does life coaching address issues of self-esteem in teenagers? Boy, we've seen that one personally ourselves, haven't we?
Well, yes, we have two daughters. We have a 24-year-old and a 14-year-old. And they both have at times in their life struggled with self-esteem, even though they're incredibly talented. They're incredibly good, intelligent. They're very beautiful young ladies. Life coaching really tackles self-esteem head on. It creates an environment, it fosters an environment, a positive reinforcement of somewhere where they can really dive into self-discovery. They're allowed to explore things in an atmosphere that doesn't criticize them for coming to a conclusion that may not be the best option. It allows them to discover that on their own. So, Tricia, your daughter is going to learn how to recognize her own talents, understand that self-doubt is really just a part of the journey. It's just a barrier that can be overcome with practice and patience and developing a little bit of courage. Before confidence can be instilled, there first must be courage. And coaching helps them find the courage to try without the fear of failure.
Yeah, that's well said.
Thank you.
Definitely. Okay, so Evan...
Well, a little bit of practice answering these questions, so yes.
So Evan is a school counselor with students ages 14 to 18, and he asked, from a school counselor's perspective, I'm always looking for resources to recommend. What are some signs that a student might benefit from life coaching?
Well, first off, Evan, I'm going to say this. Every student can benefit from life coaching. But if you're looking at some signs for some that may have a more urgent need than others, those signs can vary. But in general, what we're talking about is a student may be struggling with motivation. Maybe they're fearful or facing indecision about their future, or simply they feel stuck. You know, they don't know where to go, what to do next. They might benefit from coaching. It's all really about providing them with tools to help navigate these life challenges more effective. So if they're having that problem, they don't seem to go, they may be the ones that have more of an urgent need for this. But again, I'm really going to stress this, that all youth can benefit from life coaching.
All right. Danielle is the parent of two, ages 12 and 15. Time management and procrastination are big issues in our house. Can life coaching teach my kids skills in these areas?
Well, having been someone who procrastinated and was very bad at time management as a teenager myself, I wish that I could have had a coach that was coming for in there. So, Danielle, let me say definitely, life coaching can equip your kids with these essential skills. Coaches will have in their toolbox resources that they can help, they could give coaches, but it's more impactful. It's more powerful when they are asking the right questions and engaging in conversations to allow your child to realize what are the best tools that I need. How do I set up systems to break up my work into, you know, practical, manageable steps and make it a bit easier? It's much more powerful when we, through questions and conversation, let them come and develop that process than it is, you know, just handing them a sheet of paper or trying to teach them something. So yes, definitely, they can help them with that, but they're going to do that through conversations and questioning so that there's some agency in your child. They feel like they own the process, and it's going to be ingrained in them more because it came out of them. An effective youth coach is going to guide them to where they want them to go, but have the youth, have the teen, you know, take those steps.
Yeah, valuable going into high school and college, definitely.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I was really bad at it. Of course, I seemed to have more time, so I could procrastinate. But I'll freely admit, I was very much a person who would try to get to school early, you know, before the day started because I was late on homework assignments and I just wanted to go into class and get something done, you know, to try to get it turned in. So I needed these types of skills and wish we'd had coaches back then.
Yeah. All right. Jordan is a youth sports coach. He works with ages 10 to 15. Mm-hmm. He asked, in sports, mental resilience is an important important skill. How does life coaching for youth tackle mental toughness?
Well, first thing I want to say, Jordan, is please go back into our archives and listen to an episode from a few weeks back with Leah Jansen, who is a mental athletic performance coach. And we really dive into this issue with great, just a great discussion. But mental toughness is key. Youth coaching addresses this issue by teaching resilience, by learning how to handle failure, by helping them realize it's a part of the process, it's a learning experience, helping them have the right kind of mindset, a positive growth mindset. It's helping them build that mental toolbox so they can face these challenges head on. But please go back to that episode. Leah is a counselor as well, a school counselor, middle school, high school. And she's also a coach, a mental coach for athletes in the school system that she's a part of. So she addresses this in a great way. But I think you'll find that all your athletes can benefit with some coaching in the aspect of it. And think about this. Sports organizations pay hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars every year to mental coaches to work with their athletes. Colleges on the Division I level have been doing it for a long time. Division II and III and other different levels are starting to pour into it. And it's trickling down. Eventually, I think high schools are going to see the value of it more. And they're going to have some kind of aspect of it in their performance. One of the conversations that Leah and I had was that the programs, the athletic programs that tend to have continual success, the coaches and the leaders of this, the athletic coaches and the leaders of those sports focus just as much on mental toughness than they do on athletic skills. So something to consider.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Alex is a teacher of high school juniors. He said, a lot of my students feel overwhelmed by the pressure of college applications. Can a youth life coaching help ease this stress?
Well, providing a safe and supportive environment in which they're able to express how they're feeling and be asked questions about their thoughts, their feelings, have open discussion, good dialogue between it. I think it's going to help them develop strategies for the stress management, decision making, and help them envision a future that excites them. And that's one of the things that we are seeing is that we have a lot of graduating seniors or a lot in their junior and senior year. They're not excited about that next step. They're excited maybe, or they're tired, or they want, in some ways, they want to move on from where they are, but they're not excited about that next step. They just know they don't want to be where they are right now, but they don't know where they want to be. That's where life coaching can really be powerful, to help them to find really where they are and where they want to be and develop some of those strategies for that. And when you do that and you have a sense of, I feel comfortable with the steps I'm going to take, then that stress level, that anxiety level that you're talking about, it really, it's really going to be reduced quite a bit.
I would imagine it would really help them define what their purpose is too, because so many of them do take gap years now, probably because they don't know what it is that they want to do.
And that's perfectly fine if they want to take a gap year. If that gap year has enrichment activities to help guide them to where they want to go, to help them do the things they want to do, I don't have a problem with that at all. If it's set up in a way that's going to help them in the long run, and it's not just, I'm taking off a year. You know, I'm taking off a year before I begin the real work. I'm going to play for a year. They're 18 years old. They don't need to play for a year. They've been playing for 18 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time for them to, you know, time to develop those skills and resiliency to go forward.
Yes. Okay. Samara is the parent of a 13-year-old, and she said, my son is on the autism spectrum and often feels isolated from his peers. Can life coaching help him with social skills and feeling more connected? Wow.
Wow, that's a strong question. I would say on the autism scale, there does need to be some professional help in kind of guiding that. Someone who is trained specifically in that field will be able to give you some guidance. You know, what a life coach can do is they can take that information that you already have and help this young man or this young, did they say if it was a son or a daughter? on there? I don't want to.
Yeah, it's her son.
His son. Yeah, it can help your son understand some of the social cues and really help them focus on building communication skills and helping them find their place in the world. Again, depending on their level on the autism spectrum, they're going to need help from someone that's a professional in that area. I would not, and I say this as someone who trains life coaches from our organization, I would not rely on a life coach to be the total person on this. What a life coach needs to do is be able to take that information that they've gotten from a professional and build upon it going forward, because they're going to know a little bit more about what's going on. So, but can it help? Most certainly it can. They can help them with communication skills. They can help them maybe finding their place, finding their purpose. Melissa, as you just talked about just a few minutes ago, getting them excited about the future, helping them see some opportunities where they only see obstacles before. But that's going to be built upon the platform of the professionals that you've already worked with.
Yeah. Okay. Keith volunteers as a youth mentor with ages 14 to 18. And he said, I mentor at-risk teens and wonder how life coaching can support the mentorship process. Could it be integrated or is it a standalone approach?
Well, Keith, let's first talk about what the difference is between mentorship and coaching, life coaching in particular, because those words sometimes are confused and people don't quite understand what one is and what one isn't. So I'm going to use a very simple explanation. Mentorship is pouring in to the young person. If you're mentoring a young person, you're pouring into them. What you're doing is you're taking your life experiences, the education you had, the experiences you've had, everything that's gone on with your life, and you're sharing that with them. So you're pouring that in them, and they're gleaning from you. They're learning from you what you've done. Coaching is pulling out. Coaching is through questioning and open communication, pulling out of them so that they can learn and find their own future. Those two can work very much together because a mentor can open, can set a spark, can open their eyes to possibilities, where coaching can help make those possibilities reality by helping them see it. So a coach maybe is not going to help them, you know, but no life coach worth anything is going to be sitting there telling them about their life experiences and everything, and sharing and talking the whole time. Where a mentor is going to be doing a little bit more of that. A mentor is going to be, you're going to learn from them. I have a friend who wrote a book called Mentor to Millions, and they talk about the value of mentors. And one of the things that he talks about is that you can have virtual mentors. So what he means by that is like mentors that you have never interacted with. They may be someone who lived hundreds of years ago. Maybe your mentor is, I don't know why Abraham Lincoln always comes to mind when I say mentors. I think it's because it's an example in the book. Is, you know, you look at him and the things that he did and his resiliency of failing so many times and overcoming that and still fighting back and eventually becoming president and then standing for what he believed, even in the face of tremendous adversity. That could be a mentorship. You're learning from them, where a coach is going to pull out of you. So now that you know this, what does that mean? How are you going to use it? So they can definitely work together. They can definitely make the journey towards personal growth very well-rounded. I think they're very complementary, but they are distinctly different.
Okay, Lily is a parent of a 17-year-old, and she said, my daughter is at a crossroads about her future career. How does life coaching help teens make big life decisions?
Well, facing career decisions is a major part about what life coaching is. Really about making any decisions. Now, at Generation Youth, our program focuses on developing their mindset, their self-image skills, their relationship skills, and their goal-setting skills. Now, just think about if you're pouring into them and we're pulling out of them new skills that they didn't even know they had in these areas, it's going to help them see the possibilities of who they are and what they are and what they want to be. So I believe definitely that we can help them explore their interests, their values, their strengths. Some life coaches use StrengthsFinder as an assessment to help them find what's going on. Some organizations do value assessments. All of these assessments can help them figure out where they are now and then help them figure out where they wanted to go.
Okay. Thomas is the high school principal of students, of course, ages 14 to 18. He asked, as an educator, I'm curious about the evidence behind life coaching. What research supports its effectiveness?
If you want me to quote research, you're going to be totally disappointed, Thomas. I'm sorry for that. But I do know the research, there is growing research that supports the positive effects of life coaching. In our life coaching program, in our youth life coaching program, we discuss how there's research that shows how coaching helps teachers learn new skills more effectively than just being taught. There's research that shows how coaching helps corporate America increase productivity, have better employee relationships, have better employee retention, all those through a coaching and accountability program. So if we use that research and then we apply it to youth, we can see that it's going to help them improve their self-esteem, help them have better academic performance, enhance their decision-making skills. All that is going to be related to that, how it goes forward. It's all about equipping teams with the tools they need. And coaching can do this. So, Thomas, I'd love to talk with you if you'd like to reach out to us about how you can maybe have some kind of coaching program at your school. Different than counseling, different than guidance counseling. But it could be the same person, but it's a different procedure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Renee is the parent of an 11-year-old. She asked, is my child too young for life coaching? At what age do you think it's most beneficial to start and why?
Wow. Well, coaching can be effective at any age. As they're younger, what they're going to be coached through may be a little bit more of skill development, you know, helping them realize about skill development. But it's particularly impactful for those transition times that happen during preteen to teen years. And that can help lay a foundation. So just think about it this way, Renee. If your child is learning about having a positive and growth mindset at age 11, and those things are really reinforcing them through a coach, and they're learning these techniques and they're becoming a part of it, and they're beginning to see the value of it in their own life, how much more stronger are they going to be when they reach 14, 15, 16 years old? So it's all about, you know, helping them navigate the kind of challenges they have when they grow up. And I think we can lay a really good foundation on this. Our process is at its core the same, whether you're doing a middle school or college student. It's just the approach that a coach uses, understanding what the cognitive development of that young person is and where they need to be. That's going to make all the difference in the world.
Okay. Derek is an uncle and a guardian of a 15-year-old. He asked, my nephew is dealing with grief after losing a parent. How sensitive is youth life coaching to issues of grief and loss?
As I mentioned earlier, there is a distinct difference between counseling or therapy and life coaching. Now, we do have to talk about the past some as we're moving forward. But if a life coach, through questioning, through conversations, realizes that the team that they're working with, the coachee that they're working with, is struggling with something like grief because of the death, or like you're talking about, some kind of trauma, which death of a parent certainly would be, we instruct life coaches to have a network of trusted counselors that they can help with. So they're going to be very sensitive to that. They're not going to assume that they have the answers for that. They're not going to assume that that is their role and responsibility to solve that problem because we're not trained in that issue. And there may be some things that they're going to be uncovered, some grief issues, some trauma issues, and some strategies they need to be doing with that only a professional trained counselor in that area needs to work with. So a life coach can do this. Now, it does offer a safe space for them to express their feelings. It can help them maybe build some coping strategies and to find a way to move forward. But it's very important to know that if this is something that's holding them back, in any significant way, they need to be moved to someone in therapy.
Yeah, very good point. All right, Maya is a teacher of 12th grade. She asked, many of my students struggle with anxiety about the future. How does life coaching help alleviate these fears?
Don't we all struggle with some kind of levels of anxiety about the future?
Yeah.
It's very common, and it helps us break down fear into manageable parts. When you're empowered with the ability to set goals and know that you can make progress towards that goal, and understand that the process of setting goals and working towards it, that is the journey, that is the most important part, not necessarily the achievement of it. And so that even if you miss that goal, you are so far from where you were to begin with that you have to celebrate that journey. That's going to help. It's going to build confidence in their one's ability to tackle what's coming, because then they can look back. Instead of saying, hey, I can't reach that goal in the future, they can say, look how far I have come. And coaching can help do this. It helps them focus on what they can control and prepare mentally for the rest. So I think it's a very, very powerful way of teaching young people, teens, these strategies. It can help them with anxiety as well. So
yeah. Okay. Last question is from Christine, who is a parent of twin boys who are 14. With all the digital distractions today, my boys struggle to focus. Can life coaching offer strategies to improve concentration?
Wow. That's a big question. And what I'm going to say is the coach that you work with needs to be aware of these issues that you're dealing with. And what they'll do, if they were in our program, we were dealing with, like I said, mindset, self-image, relationships, and goals. If you're focusing on that through the process of this, they are going to come to the realization that this digital device that they have, this digital device, for those of you listening, I'm holding up my phone, that they have here is a distraction from them reaching their goals. It is prohibiting them from having effective relationships. It is hurting their self-image and is destroying their mindset. So life coaching is going to help them with that process of realizing that. So that's going to help some, because they're going to see, I'm better without this. I'm better when I'm away from this. And then we want to talk maybe at another level of coaching of what are some strategies that I need to put in place to do this. And a coach can do that, can help them come up with strategies so that they can do this in a very creative environment. It's really conducive for concentration, and they can learn how to prioritize tasks. It can help them master the art of focus when we live in a world full of noise. So I think that can really be effective in helping them.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about life coaching? I know you've been considering doing some with youth and teens as well. Do you have any questions? I just put her on the spot, audience. So here you go.
Totally just put me on the spot. I think that my biggest question is how to effectively communicate to administration and school or to parents how vital this is to a child. Like, how do you communicate that to administration and parents to help them see how vital this is for the child's overall well-being in preparation of leaving?
I think a lot of administrators and school officials are going to see the value immediately. They're going to realize that this is a part of what education was doing for decades. But now there's so much noise and so much other things they have to deal with that it's not happening to the level that they want it to. And that life coaching can be an effective way to come alongside what they're doing and complement it really well to help them get to where they want to, usually want to go. For parents, it's going to be some education, because the parents are immediately going to think about counseling and what that does, and therapy and what that does. And so really, we're going to have to be focusing on them as, hey, this is about the future. This is about getting them to where they want to go. This is about helping them visualize their future and putting in some techniques and some skills so they can realize this going forward. So for parents, it's going to be some education. Because they're already, you know, unless they have some aspect of this, in their life. Maybe they, you know, had business coaches before. Are they familiar with the concept? It's going to be difficult for them to see this. And that's why I like going back to the original word coach, a mode of transportation. It takes you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a visual. Then it gives them something visual. They can actually see. Oh, yeah, it's a stagecoach. They pick them up here. It takes them where, and then there's some processes here. You know, you gotta help them. I use the analogy of the Waze app. You know, the GPS app. You know, that first identifies where you are, then you punch in where you want to go, and then it gives you the direction. It doesn't take you there. You have to drive it yourself. You have to do all the work to get there yourself. But it takes you there. If you get off a track, what does Waze do? It recalculates. If there's an obstacle ahead of you, what does Waze do? It warns you about that obstacle. It tells you, hey, we're going to slow down and take it easy. You know, it helps you overcome those things. It warns you if there's a police officer coming, or if you're going too fast, or if you're going too slow. It helps you during that process. So it's the same way a coach. Coach is going to help figure out where you are now, help you decide where you go, show you the way, but you got to do the work. And that's the most important part, because we're empowering them to do the work. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely see how, especially the self-image piece, is so important at this age. And that's the thing I see them struggling with the most. And if they can
exactly
really like boost their confidence and be confident in who they are, I think that's like half the battle at this age.
Well, there's two things, kind of a call to action here at the end of our session together, which I appreciate these questions. You guys can keep sending them in. You don't have to wait for us to put a poll up or, you know, what's your question? You can send them in anytime. If you have any questions, send it to james@generationziegler.com. james@generationziegler.com. That will be in the show notes. So if you're watching, you see it on the screen. If you're listening, just go to your app and you'll see a link there. You can send me any of your questions there. You can also find out a little bit more about life coaching at generation-youth.com, where we talk a little bit about the value of coaching. Maybe it sparked your interest in wanting to be a coach. If you're looking for a coach for your young person, also email me as well. I have some colleagues who are, well, not only do we have almost 50 coaches now that we've certified since we started a couple of years ago, but we also have an organization that we feel very confident about referring people to, and I'll be glad to connect you with them as well. So whatever your issue is and stuff, we can help you. If you have questions about it, we want to help you. So Melissa, any closing thoughts on your thing? Or
no, thank you for allowing me to be on here today and just discuss these questions with you.
And thank you, audience, for sticking with us on this Q&A. If you've stuck with me this long, you really like the topics, and maybe you have a question that was not asked, put it in the notes. I mean, put it in the comments on either one of the apps or on YouTube, or email it to me. We'll try to answer your question to the best of our ability. Also, please like, share, and comment on this. Please do the share part, because someone that you know needs to hear this message, needs to learn a little bit more about life coaching, and it's going to help young people thrive, and that's what we're all about. So we'll see you again next time on the Generation Youth Podcast. And there you have it, another impactful episode of the Generation Youth Podcast. To all of our listeners out there, remember to hit that subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform so you can never miss an episode. Want to be a part of the Generation Youth community? Follow us on all of our social media platforms. We'll keep you connected with all of our upcoming episodes and inspiring initiatives. You're not just a listener here. You're a catalyst for change. Together, we're building a future filled with promise, potential, and endless possibilities. This journey is just starting, so keep tuning in, keep growing, and let's continue uplifting our youth one episode at a time. Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, let's keep sparking inspiration and igniting the future.